the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need?
Oh, yeah, everything.
Can you protect me like
everything.
A
everything.
Can you drink me like water?
Can you drink me like water? Hey, while we're waiting for Dudley to make his way back to the studio here, check out today's poll over at DougStefan.com or GoodDayShow.com. We celebrate the life of Richard Dawson, who passed away at the age of 79 over the weekend, and ask you, what was your favorite program featuring Richard Dawson?
Family Feud!
Hogan's Game!
There's Hogan's Heroes, Match Game, which he was one of the contestants on, or Family Feud, or my favorite, The Running Man with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
There you go. All right, where's the good news?
Oh, you want the good news?
Good news time.
It's right here, bro.
Actually, there are a number of items today that I would consider to be in the good news box. We'll offer them for your consideration. When I say we, I mean Roberta and Jennifer and Heather and Richie and Doug. The story of a waitress in Cleveland named Virginia Hopkins. It's a great story. She apparently was used to getting great tips. She got one from her Uncle Sam that knocked her to the floor.
I have an Uncle Sam.
She was owed a tax refund of $754.
Oh, no.
The check she opened was for $754,000.
Oh, no.
Cool.
She said, I think I would have to work most of my life to earn that much money, even with undeclared tips. How many people have been waiters or waitresses? Honestly, you've recorded or reported everything that you made. Come on.
No.
Come on now.
No,
of course not. Nobody does. So, and it's the same for, I was having this conversation with somebody over the weekend, the same for most people who, when it comes to their taxes, they don't understand the system and they abuse it because they don't report all of their income. And therefore, half of the country gets away with a lot.
Let me tell you something.
Why don't we fix that by changing the tax system, the tax code?
Even if you cheated and didn't pay any income taxes throughout the course of the year, you still pay sales tax.
Right. You pay real estate tax?
You pay real estate tax.
Even if you are renting, you're paying as part of your rent real estate taxes.
You pay gas tax.
Yep. I went through all of the taxes that you pay for a hotel in New York.
You pay taxes on your phone and your internet.
Everything.
Everything you do, everything you consume.
Yep.
You almost, the only thing that you can do for that is tax-free is breathe, and that's questionable. I'm sure we can figure out a way that they tax you for the air that you breathe.
So why do we take it? Why do we continually roll
and
over?
And that's why people cheat.
So
that is why people cheat, because you get taxed a thousand other ways.
Yeah.
All right? Do I think it's that we should be patriotic and pay our taxes? Absolutely.
I don't think it is patriotic. I think that's a misnomer.
You know
I think the word is misused.
I think that we all have to chip in to support the infrastructure of our country and our military.
That's not patriotic.
That's
not patriotic. So,
but when I pay my tax, when I look at my check at the end of the month and see what got sucked out of it, what was robbed from me, and then I go to the gas station, the supermarket, the movies, take a flight for a vacation or business, and then look at all of that
goes
that I paid throughout the course of a month.
It just gets a little
overwhelming.
Yeah. So anyway, the story of this waitress from Cleveland.
So keep it, spend it, and have fun.
Or you can give more money to the government if you want, and check out how much of every dollar is wasted through fraud and corruption and abuse. You want to pay into that system? That's another thing. I thought we had pretty intelligent people in our country. Why would you want to support a system that the government itself says is rot with fraud and corruption and abuse? I go back to this same study all the time of what the Government Accounting Office, that is, it's a group of think tankers that the Republicans and Democrats use, federal employees, they analyze the budget numbers. That's their whole that's the reason they're being, for their being. That's it. And this group says for $460 billion, if we eliminated the waste, the graft, the corruption in the military, not in the military, I'm not talking about the personnel, I'm talking about what it costs to build tanks, what it costs to build planes, what it costs to build ships, and the procurement process, and all the other things that are part of what goes on, the hoodwinks and the hijinks that are part of all this stuff. If we spent $460 billion and eliminated the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Pentagon defense budget, you'd have the same protection as has been scheduled for, what is it, $671 billion or $674 billion has been approved for the Defense Department budget for the next year. So that's over $200 billion. That's one-third, right? Almost one-third. They acknowledge themselves that we get screwed. How is it that we let that happen? How is it that we think that's okay? How is it that we're just sitting here like dummies and doing nothing about it? Oh, we're trying. We're reacting by saying, well, I'm not going to pay my taxes for this, or I'm going to screw the government on that. Well, you're screwing yourself because you're the government, because somehow or other, unless things are changing, they just keep going around. They keep doing the same thing because that's what they want to do. You want them to do that? No. So why aren't they doing what you want them to do? Another pretty good question, right?
Yeah. Well, speaking of being screwed, that poor waitress in Ohio.
Yeah.
She was good enough to go and give in person back that
check.
$400,000+ check from their error that she had a hard time giving them. And do you know she's still waiting? Still waiting
for
her $750
check.
You know what? I would have deposited it, taken
my
and have a check back.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's the only way you're going to get
that
it.
That's a great idea, Richie.
So, Doug, if you don't mind, I have a clip here from one of our other shows that I just think is classic. With this, everybody's talking about how we should pay more taxes. You know, you have your Warren Buffetts, and you have your Michael Moores.
Some people think it would be patriotic. Let's pay more in taxes.
Well, one of our other shows, Peter Schiff, he's kind of an economist and a political guy, and he hit this the other day, and I just thought it was absolutely classic.
Well, apparently, they only want to pay higher taxes if everybody else pays higher taxes. That, well, I'm willing to do my part, but I'm not willing to do it on my own. I want to make sure that other people do it. That almost would be like saying, look, I don't want to make a donation to this charity unless everybody else is forced to make a similar donation, right? I don't want to help unless everybody else does it. That's BS. If you want to help, help, right? Do your share. If you think it's your patriotic duty to pay more taxes, then be a patriot and write that check. You know, and stop hiring those accountants. Don't take your deductions. Don't take your home mortgage deduction. Don't take your charitable deductions. You know, don't try to shelter any of your income. Just pay the taxes and salute the flag.
That's it. And, by the way, if you make a mistake in their favor, they'll never tell you.
Exactly.
You'll never know that you...
Never, ever know.
You know what? I have to... I made a mistake one time,
and I
got my money back, and then a month later, they realized my mistake and sent me another check.
Yeah.
So I got to give them props for that.
I've had a number of mistakes over the years. We caught it after the fact, never heard from them.
Really?
No. Mm. All right, so more good news coming up. We mixed the good and the bad there, sort of.
We're trying to stay on
a course of good news.
It's like sausage. Good, little bad.
A little good, a little bad. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquabelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquabelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquabelva. Men get it.
Aquabelva.
Now what?
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shif Move Free Ultra.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com.
Who's your daddy?
Every time he says that, I think that too.
Who's your daddy?
I was just chuckling to myself about it.
Right. There's Heather Byron, Jennifer
Not
Warren.
Not you, that's for sure.
Roberta Passanelli. No.
Or who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? All right, so you can hear us, obviously, on a lot of great radio stations around the country. You can find us at...
If you go, sometimes we stream.
Yeah, right. If you have questions about how to get the stream...
So do we.
...working, you'll find a question. But if you're looking... The Listen Now box at DougStephan.com. You see our connection on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and wherever else. But then there are downloading capabilities. And if you can't get us, there are usually answers for those questions. Like, I can't find you at DougStephan.com on my iPhone. Well, problem is that there's not enough space. My mouth is so big and my voice is so loud, there's not enough room for me in the iPhone. Right?
In the Mac world.
Right. In the Mac world.
So we should tell people that Doug had an email, a couple of emails from people who are trying to listen to us via the browser player on their iPhone, which is not Flash compatible, and that's a Flash player. So you have to listen to us on the app, which you can do on the Good Day app or TuneIn Radio app.
TuneIn Radio.
If you have a smartphone, you should use the app. TuneIn Radio if you're an Android, and then the Good Day app for the iPhones.
How many people do you think are going to stand up and say, I'm an Android?
I'm an Android.
I'm an Android. No, probably not. All right, more good news. World War II veteran Jack Fletcher was in high school 70 years ago. As it turned out, he went to war and didn't graduate. But he did graduate this past weekend. Special ceremony, kind of a cool thing. He became an honorary graduate. See, this is something that high schools and colleges need to do more of. Life experiences equal credit. There are, what do they call those? There's an official sort of work credit or something like that.
Yeah, there is, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's something else that colleges call.
There
I can't remember.
It's like an internship. Is that what you're thinking?
No, but it's more than that, I think. It is more, life credit, I don't know. Something
we know.
It is like a life credit when you're, especially adults, returning back to college.
So this guy, Jack Fletcher, was a senior when World War II erupted. He was just 18, and he decided to volunteer, and he did. He went to Europe. He was in the Pacific. He was all over the place. He had seven of his best friends that were killed in the war. He left the military in 1946. He got a job. Yada, yada, yada. And now he decided he wanted to get that high school diploma. Not that it's going to affect him because he just retired.
Clap.
Clap.
Continuing life experience.
It's
clap. Right. Yeah, that's clap.
Are you a kleptomaniac? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
Wow! Richie's picking up the pieces.
You dig?
Wow! I see who we have in the baseball box for today, Monday the 4th of June. Dr. Ruth! Remember Dr. Ruth?
Ruth, yes!
And you are so sexy.
Yeah.
It's like to have a cocktail with her.
Really?
She was on TV over the weekend. She's still Dr. Ruthie.
Born this day, 1928. Her real name is Carola Ruth Siegel. Dr. Ruth!
Ruth!
Dr. Ruth! Found by a guy who was the manager of the station I worked at when I was a kid. He was a PTA. He was working, running a radio station in New York, and he lived in northern New Jersey. He went to a PTA meeting, and Dr. Ruth was speaking about how outrageous it was not to have health education in the public school system. This guy, whose name is Dan Griffin, Dick Summer and I both worked for him in various and sundry roles.
Did you ever date Dr. Ruth?
Did I?
Yeah, because she seems like you would think she was a hot tamale.
No, Dr. Ruth would not be my cup of tea.
Come on, Dougie.
No, uh-uh.
Not even a little?
No.
Might be fun.
Dated all the rest of the relationship.
Oh, yes.
Why not?
Thank you very much. Yes.
Yeah. Sure, it was creative research.
It was. Right? Yeah. Right, exactly. Thank you. Right.
On their part.
Actor Bruce Dern's birthday is today. Born this day, 1936. I think he's more well-known now as the father of Laura than as an actress, an actor himself.
We're both.
You know, I'll never forget. He'd been in a lot of westerns. 1974-75. I don't know why this sticks in my mind. He was on the Carson Tonight Show. He was trying to make a comeback. And Carson said, "Where have you been for a couple of years?" He said, "I killed John Wayne, and I couldn't get a job for 2 years." He was the bad guy in the movie The Cowboys. And John Wayne gets killed in the
career
movie.
Career killer there.
And it was a very bad move on his part.
You don't kill John Wayne and walk away from that.
It's like killing Santa Claus.
Yeah. Right. So he had lots of trouble after that, which I think is an interesting story. All right, Roger Ball, the sax player for the Average White Band, is 68 today. Robert Fulger, remember the book All I Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten? What a wonderful, if you have not availed yourself ever and you have children, get that book. Richie, get that book.
I will.
Please. Next up on our list is Danny K. Brown, bass player with The Fix.
Yeah.
Why do we like him? Well, this is
one of my favorite 80s bands.
Really?
Alt rock, a little bit of a punk fix. Yeah, good stuff.
I always get a kick out of El DeBarge, mostly because all I hear about him is he's a crook.
Really?
Eldra DeBarge. Right. Born this day, 1961. I Like It. All This Love. Rhythm of the Night is this song. So he's 51 today. Happy birthday to Eddie Velez, who's an actor. Let's see, why would you know him? He was in the new A-Team, I think. Numbers.
Enough said. Move along.
Yeah. Right. Work you. How'd that work for you? Let's see here. Al B. Shore. Must have been absent on that day.
Good 80s soul guy.
Really?
All right, so let's move on to the Bodines.
How are we going to do that, Richie? Scott Wolf. Third of the Bodines.
Well, this is the Bodines. This was the theme to the Party of Five. Scott Wolf was one of the characters.
Bailey, he played.
Yes.
Yep.
Got it.
There you go. Got it.
All right. Actress Morgana King, jazz singer and actress, born in the state in 1930. Here's a song that I dig. I like this group, too, actually.
The Lonely Boys.
Yeah,
that's great stuff.
Jojo Garza is one of the singers. He's 32 today. Remember Heaven?
Yep.
28 after the hour on Good Day.
A father's fury and his family's cry for help. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
All right, just what is it you want?
I told you what I want. I just want to take a few girls out on the boat.
Right, enough with the boat, okay?
Mom, he's not even listening to me.
Enough with the damn boat! I haven't talked to my father like that. He put a strap to me.
Chaz Palminteri is a father living on the edge between being a loving dad and a living monster in Mighty Fine, a new family drama in theaters now. Palminteri plays Joe Fine, a Brooklyn businessman who uproots his wife and two daughters to move to New Orleans in the 1970s. To the world, he's a great guy, but his wife and daughters know the ugly truth. Joe has an explosive temper, and as his business plans in New Orleans begin to unravel, he becomes dangerously unstable. Writer-director Debbie Goodstein based the movie loosely on her own family, and young actress Jodelle Ferland plays her role. Andie MacDowell stars as Joe's long-suffering wife, a Holocaust survivor, and the older daughter is played by MacDowell's real-life daughter, Rainey Qualley. Mighty Fine is a small independent film, and Palminteri, a former Oscar nominee, says Joe is just the kind of complex character most big-budget Hollywood movies never even try to portray.
I like him because he's a real paradox. He has a very bad anger issue problem, but he was a really loving father. He really loved his kids. He loved his wife.
In a movie context, it would be easier to show someone beating people up, but you've got to show a guy being angry and sort of abusive, but he's withholding the physical side of it, isn't he?
Absolutely, yes. He doesn't hit the kids at all. He has a violent rage about him, and it's very scary.
A character who can be many things at once, and that's a hallmark of a good small film, isn't it?
The difference in a Hollywood movie, they want you to root for the character, and you got to love him in the end. But in a real independent movie, it's real. It is what it is. That's the difference.
I keep on treating one on my own.
Mighty Fine stars Chaz Palminteri and Andie MacDowell.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia has warned that if Iran is struck by foreign military, that there could be a certain chain reaction? This chain reaction would be communist Russia and China coming to the aid of Iran. Such an action could bring about the Third World War that is in plan to begin in the Middle East. The Illuminati planned three world wars and many revolutionary wars. We've seen two world wars and many revolutionary wars during the 20th century. We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you a one-year free subscription to the Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Another half hour of conversation, discussion, information, unexpected humor. Heather Bachman and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, trying to find the good news. I'm not sure this does not constitute good news necessarily, although I guess maybe it is if you like to skip the ads on television. The networks, the big four, Fox, NBC, ABC, CBS, have taken the Dish Network to court because Dish has an automatic ad skipping service that you can sign up for, apparently. They say that DVR-based playback services are violating the copyright agreement that these people have. You want to play our TV shows back, and you better play them back with a all of the sponsors' messages in them, or you can't play them back unless we say, like Hulu, that's what Hulu's all about. But that's put together by the networks themselves.
Right.
Right?
And they sell advertising in another way.
Right. It's a little different. Right, exactly. But in this circumstance, these people have figured out a way. I was just learning how to use my DVR last night, and you play the stuff back again, and you can. Skip.
Welcome to the new world, because it is awesome once you get into the DVR. Oh.
Well, but then the other side of it is you're violating your business. You're in the business. Your cable radio network, CRN Digital, depends on advertising.
And you can use your DVR to tape record your favorite talk radio programs.
Right.
Awesome. I can listen to this show on my schedule anytime I want on my cable box.
Right.
How
really?
Cool is that?
That's
even
way
if people,
cool.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to figure out how to advertise in different ways. But for the consumer, it's awesome. Awesome.
But here's what I don't understand. Here's a commercial that Dish Network is running on this show last week, and I don't understand how they do this.
You hate commercials, even this one, even if we talk in a really soothing voice? Well, what about a commercial about Dish's Hopper, which is an HD DVR that lets you skip commercials automatically, so you can watch your show straight through without interruption?
Yeah.
You like that commercial, right? Still no? How about if this commercial suddenly ended?
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR.
All right, so you get the idea.
That's for their
HD. We're screwing
HD DVR.
Ourselves.
What is that for?
We're screwing.
That's for their HD.
We're screwing ourselves.
That's for their HD DVR, which
ourselves.
Is going to be more expensive, which is why they're selling it.
So you pay a premium to get the commercials taken
out. But all that's saving you is your thumb pressing fast forward. Right now on a DVR, you can fast forward through the commercials. You just have to use your thumb. With this HD DVR, what it's saying is it just automatically blips through the commercials for you, so you don't have to press the button.
I, you know,
and you pay for it.
I don't get how they walk up to their sponsors and go,
right. Yes.
By the way, we're going to hit a commercial campaign all over radio and television next week that's going to be saying, here, buy this receiver and you can skip all of your commercials. We hope
that's
okay with you.
Yeah. Because the networks are charging cable companies and Dish Network to carry them. So Dish Network pays Disney Channel or pays ABC for their programming. So ABC goes, okay, what's going to hit me worse if I lose coverage and money that they're paying me, or if I lose a few commercials along the way and start having to look into product placement.
Look at you, Jen. Look at you go. You sound like wicked, wicked smart. Wow.
She's wicked smart.
It still hits me as wrong. It's
got something about it.
We're here to support our sponsor. These people are what put us on the air.
Yep.
See, that's why I do Netflix. I watch like an entire series. Back to back to back to back with no commercials. I whiz through it. I love it like that.
Yeah, I mean, Netflix is great. I use that too. And I, you know, when I'm watching something and I'm late, I'll skip through the commercial breaks to catch up or something like that. But, you know.
Well, when you're on the street with a tin can.
Well,
nobody supported us because
we
talked about how bad
the alternative is. We're going to be watching 24 with Ford trucks and
we have to get creative and re-revolutionize how we
do that again. How do we do that?
Re-revolutionize.
We do what?
We re-revolutionize.
How do we do that?
We have to figure out new ways to make money.
Re-revolutionizing.
We have to re-revolutionize.
Do it again. All right.
Revolutionize and then re-revolutionize, Doug. That's how good you have to be.
Harry Truman said, I have found the best way to give advice to children is to find out what they want and advise them to do it. So there's
advice.
Let's re-revolutionize children's advice.
You know, I have this.
That term is going to re-revolutionize.
Re-revolutionize.
Just want you to know.
Re-revolutionize.
Write it down. Mark down this day in your diary.
All right. What did you start to say?
I was going to say I have this theory that the first thing that you wanted to be when you were a little kid, like what was really important, that's really what you should be. And you're never truly happy.
Well, then I should be a checker at Kmart because
you
that's
should
what
be.
I wanted to be.
And I thought you would find your true happiness there.
Ballerina and a checker at Kmart. That was my goal in life.
Really?
Yep.
Dance ballerina
didn't work out so well for me.
Stop it.
Checker at Kmart. There are no Kmarts left, hardly.
Summer is here.
I had a friend who was a security guard at Kmart.
We could throw you in a tutu and throw you in Walmart.
Yeah.
Wanted to press buttons. That's why.
I started a sentence by saying, summer is here. Barbecue season is upon us. If there's no way to beat the Joneses when it comes to the grill, it could roast one of my cows. The only choice is to... I'm not suggesting that because I don't do that. But there is this big, there's some kind of strange thing that people have about building big barbecue pits or big barbecue.
That's a man thing.
Right. I want to be able to cook a lot of meat.
Yeah. All right, so there's a floating vehicle that most of you have already lying around your home, built out of all these different things. You need a plastic lawn chair. You need a sheet of 3/4-inch plywood. You need a leaf blower, a heavy-duty shower curtain, 2 rolls of duct tape, a lid from a gallon paint can.
Got it.
Some foam pipe insulation and some screws.
And sounds like I'm getting my guest bedroom.
And on the one I stayed in?
Nice.
You put all of these things together the correct way, and you get a lawn chair hovercraft to work over the barbecue.
Oh, my gosh. A lawn chair hovercraft.
Right.
Very cool. Mm-hmm.
Just over the barbecue, because I'd like to take it to Sizzler to run the buffet with that thing.
There we go.
And for all you folks who wait till summer to barbecue, sissies.
Yeah,
get out there with your coat on and your boots and throw that meat on the grill in December.
And your earmuffs and mittens.
Snow.
Yep.
Right. All right, so what are we doing on Facebook? What do we have for threads here? I'm looking at a number of things, Jen and Heather, that seem to be...
Well, for all of those who are in fear of zombies, Jen, check it out. From Snopes, it is posted on there that there are actually not real zombies.
But there is somebody who is eating somebody else's face.
There's just Jeffrey Dahmer's running around.
Yeah. Exactly.
Jeffrey Dahmer right
that's
now, if he were
new.
Alive, would be gone. These people are weird, man.
I know.
Nothing new.
Wacky.
Right. All right, so what else have we got that's of interest and importance on Facebook that people are repurposing, retweeting, the story about the
re-revolutionizing.
We revolutionized. The probably most practical bit of information for women today was the announcement of this drug that's being worked on for breast cancer. I kind of don't know that I want to support it, but I think it's good for people to know in the general commercial way. It isn't that I don't want to support it because I want women to get over this horrible problem. I think what's disingenuous about this is that it's like it was brand new, and it's not. It's being offered here in America for the first time as some new compound, but really all it is stuff that's been used elsewhere around the world. And now, finally, they can get a patent on this thing mm-hmm. and sell it, make a lot of money in America. It's really pretty sick, actually. The number of women, I get really pretty angry about this when I think about Tony and her not being here anymore and how over the years...
You can't do that.
I know I can't, but I can't. I ought not to, but I do.
If that bus weren't on that street at that time, airplane had only had one more bolt.
You can't do that. It still bothers me.
Yeah.
Because... It's just not fair.
Hey, and man, let me tell you something. You know, people can't live forever. You have to miss them at some point, you know. So that's the way the world works. It's the way life works.
I think you'll find I'll be around.
I just celebrate.
No, I'm just talking about the ones who leave us before we're ready for them to leave
ready
us.
Ready for them to go. Yeah.
My dad passed away of cancer about...
Young guy.
Yep, 5 years ago. He was actually just shy of seeing his 59th birthday.
Wow, that's
was right. Actually, no, 6 years ago. And his birthday was celebrated by me and my brother from opposite sides of the country this past Saturday, which was also Miss... Queen of Cheap's birthday.
Happy birthday
to them. I keep celebrating them.
That's okay.
I keep missing them, you know, but he always was in my heart. Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Keep him in your heart. 17 before the hour. If you're missing a wallaby, you'll be a Doug Stephan wannabe, and that's the focus next. Wallabies, all wannabe wallabies, or wallabies that are on the loose. You want to be a wallaby who's on the loose? This is repurpose. What are we going to do with this, Jennifer? Redesign.
We are going to re-revolutionize
the wallaby world.
The world of wallabies in just
the
a moment.
The wallaby wannabes.
That's it, right here on Good Day. Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep?
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, the seventh inning sweat. I'm with Superfan Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond. It's the worst.
According to Mayan prophecy, 2012 will be the last Father's Day ever because the world is actually ending in what looks like a fiery zombie alien apocalypse. Heads up! So let's make this Father's Day ultra cool. Give Ice Blue Aquavelva aftershave.
Happy Father's Day, Dad! Whoa!
Thanks, son. Refreshing.
A Father's Day favorite for generations, Aquavelva cools, firms, and tones.
Look out! Aliens! Zombies!
Stay cool, Dad!
Aquavelva. Men get it.
Aquavelva. 500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
Today's Gold Bond rescue mission, the seventh inning sweat.
I'm with superfans Scott and Paul.
Hey.
It's 100 degrees out here, and they're trying to enjoy a ball game.
It's getting uncomfortable.
Yeah, and sticky. That's why I'm giving them the powder with the power. Gold Bond Body Powder.
We're itchy, too.
The encapsulated menthol protects skin, absorbs moisture, even relieves itching. So they stay dry and comfortable.
Talk about a game changer.
Thanks, Jimmy. Thank Gold Bond.
This stuff works.
Game changers. Dun-dun-dun-dun. The Pennsylvania Game Commission looking for the owner of a wallaby. You missing a wallaby? Story at DougStephan.com about Pennsylvania game officials who have captured one of the aforementioned wallabies in Crawford County. And so this animal looks like a small kangaroo. Being kept in a licensed facility, that's important, because you wouldn't want them kept in an unlicensed facility. Exotic animals, tough to... They eat dog food for the most part. But most of these animals eat dog food. What do they eat?
Wallabies?
I don't know what kangaroos eat.
I think they're vegetarians. Hold on. I just happen to be on the wallaby.
You're on the wallaby.com website?
Let's see.
No, he's a member of the club.
What I want to know is how it got here in the first place, because they are native, they are indigenous to Australia. So what the heck are they doing
here?
Yeah,
they're vegetarians.
Mm. Yeah. Suitcase.
Hmm. All right. They don't eat suitcases.
No, I mean, they came over in a suitcase, probably.
You think somebody stashed them?
Although a suitcase is a vegetarian item, so they probably could eat that if they wanted to. Yeah.
Don't forget the video. It'll be up all week. It'll actually be there for a long, long time, because we keep all the videos that we post at DougStephan.com. Video of Richard Dawson. The clip is from Family Feud.
It's really fun.
Didn't we get, though, some clips from Hogan's Heroes and Match Game and stuff, Richie? I thought I had asked that we procure some of those, that we might
did.
Listen to how these... I just think the guy was an interesting person who had that look on his face. The look is what... They're always like
he had that
Johnny
Carson.
Of the,
yeah.
Exactly, right.
Yeah.
So there are... other things that he's certainly well known for, although Family Feud, I think, won the prize. And I'd forgotten he did Match Game.
He didn't do Match. He was on Match Game.
Oh, okay.
He was one of the celebrity guys on
the Circle Mark. It was,
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he would have been good in that because he's good, quick. Yeah, he had quick mind, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All right, our poll from Friday, by the way, if you didn't remember our question, should rich children be eligible for college scholarship? Remember the story about P. Diddy's son who got a $53,000 ride at UCLA, and people were outraged because his father's worth $500 million. So why is this child getting a free ride? And 58% of you said, no, everybody ought to have the same chance, whether their parents have money or not, which
he
is
earned
interesting.
It.
Yeah.
Now I should give it away to somebody who needs it.
36% of you said, yes, scholarships ought to go to children who won't otherwise be able to go. 5% of you said, maybe just for full scholarships. Should rich children be ineligible for full scholarships? That's the way that was posted. All right, so you don't have any Richard Dawson stuff.
I do. It's just everything's too long. We don't have time for it, yeah.
That's too bad. All right, so we have time for one more of my extraordinary stories.
We do.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Listen to that. Everybody's all excited.
We're sitting down by your feet, ready for it. Let's
baseball
go.
Player's wife getting inundated with hate mail after she dropped a suitcase in her husband's hand, putting him on the disabled list.
No.
Jonathan Lucroy's wife. Apparently, I haven't followed. If it's not the Red Sox, it doesn't mean anything.
Not anything. Right. That's right.
He plays for the Milwaukee Brewers. Needed surgery last week to fix his broken right hand. And he and his wife are getting a lot of abuse.
That's embarrassing.
I feel bad for her.
This is one of those things. Why are people so angry and so hateful that they would go out of their way to make life that unpleasant for somebody? You know what? It's a mistake. What, do you think she did it on purpose to wreck the meal train?
It was a fight.
Yeah. Let's start that rumor. 51 past the hour on Good Day.
In
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And you customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsip, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
It's a hot topic of debate in one city that leads to a lively debate nationwide. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Once in a while, you have a proposal confined to one community or city that sparks debate outside the confines of that area, and this is one of those proposals that everyone has an opinion on. It's a measure being proposed by the mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, to ban the sale of those extra-large sodas and sugary drinks to help fight obesity. Here's New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley, who, of course, backs the mayor.
Americans consume about 200 to 300 more calories per day, on average, than they did about 30 years ago. And the largest single increase there is increase in sugary drinks.
No one is arguing the numbers, but should there actually be a ban on large sodas and sugary drinks? The proposal includes beverages larger than 16 fluid ounces. Over the weekend, lots of people weighed in on this, no pun intended.
A nice thought, but I don't really think the city government should be dictating what people can or cannot put in their body.
I think he's got good intentions, and it's probably better for your health, but it just seems a little over the top.
And the reaction from Rona Applebaum, Vice President and Chief Scientific and Regulatory Officer at Coca-Cola. She says the ban would not solve the obesity problem. It's our overall diets that need to be addressed.
So I think in terms of the proposal, though intriguing, is not going to be effective, and what we should be doing is focusing on those interventions and those solutions that are going to make a difference in our public's health.
By the way, Mayor Bloomberg of New York City unveiled this ban on large drinks last Thursday. The very next day, he took part in New York City's celebration of National Donut Day, to which New Yorkers had this to say.
If he's going to condone a sugary donut, how can he say I can't have a sugary drink?
Donuts are good and large drinks are bad? I'm not sure.
Mixed message here? You betcha. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
After discovering and amassing some of the most sought-after hoards of gold coins of the past 100 years, the New York Mint is announcing the public release from its vaults of the famous $10 gold Indian, struck from 1907 to 1933. It's amazing that this hoard of coins even exists. When the nation was gripped by an economic frenzy in 1933, millions of gold coins were officially recalled and lost forever to government meltdowns. But now, the New York Mint is releasing a limited number of these sought-after $10 gold Indians on a first-come, first-served basis. Call now for free historical information. You'll also receive a collector's DVD absolutely free. Call 1-800-608-9425. All of these magnificent $10 gold Indians are security in uncertain economic times, so both collectors and investors will be eager to get their hands on this important part of American history. Act fast to ensure you don't miss this special opportunity. For free historical information and a free collector's DVD, call 1-800-608-9425. That's 1-800-608-9425.
On Wall Street, the market will try to bounce back today after a rough day last Friday. In fact, the Dow is now in negative territory for the year after a 275-point dive on Friday to 12,119. S&P was down 32. NASDAQ dropped 80 points on Friday. Accused murderer George Zimmerman back in jail in Seminole County, Florida, after surrendering yesterday afternoon. A judge revoked Zimmerman's bond and ordered him to surrender on Friday after new information was disclosed about Zimmerman's finances. Zimmerman had been living out of state since he was granted bond following his arrest on second-degree murder charges tied to February shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Did you hear about Tiger Woods? He won the Memorial Tournament in Dublin, Ohio, his 73rd career win on the PGA Tour, which ties him with tournament host Jack Nicklaus for second all-time. The question asked to Tiger afterward, hey, does this mean you're back?
I won.
Okay.
I'm sure by Tuesday I'll be retired and done.
We certainly hope not, Tiger. For some of us, it's just a lot of fun to root against you. Closing notes. First, Business at the Box Office, a dark version of a familiar fairy tale on top.
Come and avenge your father, who is too weak to raise his sword.
Not exactly a bedtime story. Snow White and the Huntsman debuting at number one with $56 million. I was actually going to see it thinking it was a political drama, but it turns out it was not. Snow White and former Utah Governor John Huntsman, as I had previously thought. Finally, he was a cast member on Hogan's Heroes. He was a regular on the game show The Match Game, but he'll be best remembered for this. The host of The Family Feud, Richard Dawson, died over the weekend at a hospital in L.A. at the age of 79, leaving us with memories like this one.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Richard Dawson and those knucklehead contestants will live on forever. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Erica doesn't know what to get her tech-savvy husband for Father's Day, so I called her.
Hello, this is Erica.
Hey, this is Earl from the Walmart commercials.
Hi, how are you?
So what kind of phone does your husband have?
A little flip phone.
Does it embarrass you?
Of course it does.
So did you know that Walmart has a wireless center with the latest phones and some great plans?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, Walmart's got the Samsung Galaxy S2 Skyrocket from AT&T and the Samsung Galaxy S Blaze from T-Mobile. Both are amazing.
Wow.
Would this make up for all the bad ties?
Definitely.
Now see for yourself. Have a Walmart wireless center. Participants were compensated for their time.
For a long time.